Okay, our friends. So today, have we got a story for you? You might want to skip this episode because I'll tell you, it's the most boring episode we'll have ever done in the history of Storytime with Philip and Mommy.
But once you're in it, you're in it. So there's no going back today.
No, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's not the most boring, but it says it is. The book that we're doing today, my friends, is called...
The Most Boring Book.
Yeah, drum roll, please. The Most Boring Book Ever. The words are by Brandon Sanderson, and the pictures are by Kazuo Kibushi, and it is read today by Mommy and...
Chicken. And by the way, there won't be many pictures.
No pictures?
No.
It'll be boring, I'm sure. Maybe we can explain it as we go along, shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we do that? Okay, but before we do, we also want to give our patron shout out. We've got some friends who support us who say, we think you're awesome. We love that you're doing stories. Please keep doing them. And so... this story is for our friends Fia and Will and their mom Marina in Ireland. And we thought you guys might appreciate this story because it's got some interesting stuff in it. Let's just say that. Shall we say that?
No, it's boring.
Oh, excuse me.
It's boring.
We think
boring,
you'll like it even
boring,
though it's
boring,
really boring.
Boring.
Really boring. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. A boy sat in a chair and...
There's a picture of a boy sitting in a chair.
Pretty straightforward. Boring, though. That's it. He just sat in the chair. But, okay, so maybe there is something happening. What is it?
Maybe he's sliding off of the chair because it's floating in...
Maybe because all of a sudden his chair fell straight through the sky and he fell out of it practically. Oh,
boring.
I'm sorry. Sitting in chairs is boring. But what if you're being attacked by sky pirates while you're falling out of a chair in the middle of the sky? What then? Yeah.
Good.
Next, the boy... looked at the clouds. The clouds of smoke coming from the sky pirates, you mean? Oh, goodness gracious.
Dude.
There were lots of clouds, and now he's fighting the sky pirates. Get away from me, because they're grabbing a hold of him.
Oh,
my goodness. But looking at clouds is boring. Right?
Yeah.
Unless it's the cloud of an explosion from a space pirate ship crashing into another one. Oh my goodness, this is crazy. So the boy tried watching for birds. Well, there's a pair of wings. But that's not a bird, is it?
No.
Those wings are attached to something. What are they attached to? A dragon. A big, fiery, red-scaled dragon. But he didn't see any birds, did he? No, he saw a dragon. Watching for birds is boring anyway. But what if it is a fire-breathing dragon who is, in fact, trying to eat the chair that you're sitting on along with you while you fall through the sky, avoiding the space pirates. Goodness. And then the boy thought about laundry. Now, why is he thinking about laundry?
Because he's falling into a city.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna fall into laundry.
Maybe he's gonna grab a hold of a laundry line so he doesn't fall on the cement below.
Yeah.
He's trying to stop his fall because he's falling into a city. Laundry is very boring. That's true, it is. Finally, the boy did the most boring thing ever. What did he do? I'm afraid to turn the page. What? Math homework? What? Teachers say that you'll use math all the time, but really, when has math ever helped someone solve important problems? Well, my friends, I'm here to tell you, right this very minute in this book, this boy is mapping out the trajectory in which to throw this propeller that he has crafted while he was falling to his certain doom, and hopefully he can protect himself from going kersplat on the hard cobblestone floor below. Now, do you know what a trajectory is? That's the word that I used. No. He's trying to figure out how he needs to throw something, the path in which something needs to travel, in order to achieve its goal. And he needs to get some help, or he might hit the ground pretty doggone hard. At long last, something happened. The boy got out of the chair. That's because the chair landed kersplat before he did. But then he sat right back down again. Because even though his landing was softened, he still did fall. But he didn't get hurt that bad, I don't think. Do you think he's hurt?
No.
No, he looks okay. Sitting in chairs is boring. It's a good thing he's not sitting in a chair now. Where is he sitting?
Nowhere. He's laying on the floor.
Yeah, he's laying on the floor because the chair is smashed to smithereens. Little bits all around him, huh? And he's just
and his
laying.
Flat and his hat is just floating down. What? Why do you think the pirates wanted him?
Why do you think he went from sitting in a chair to floating in the sky? Have you ever imagined that you were someplace other than where you were?
I don't think he was imagining.
You don't think he was imagining?
No.
Well, maybe you're right. But he caught his hat, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And of course,
the end.
That's the end.
It literally says it in the book.
And I have to say, for a guy who just sat down in a chair, that's the most exciting story I've ever read about a guy who sat down in a chair and got attacked by space pirates and dragons and fell into a city, practically bonking his head on everything on the way down. Very interesting, don't you think?
Yeah.
And it's also the end.